Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated PG-13. A warning to please take care of yourself. This episode contains sudden shifts in sound, predatory behavior, and death in an elevator. Please read the show notes for more information.
What floor?
Lobby. How's your night going?
Fine.
You staying here too?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nice. Where are you from? I'm Brad.
Of course you are.
You know, there's a nice bar in the lobby. You wanna maybe?
No. Thanks.
Wow. You won't let me buy you a drink?
I don't drink.
Buy you a soda then?
I said no.
Okay. Ah, damn it.
It'll start up again.
Elevator expert, are you?
Just hit the button.
Nothing happened.
Someone will fix it.
I have somewhere to be.
I thought you had plenty of time for drinks.
Isn't there supposed to be some kind of intercom or something in the elevators? So that you can talk to the fire department or whatever?
Does this look like a young elevator to you? It's broken. Probably has been for ages.
Well, it's a hazard.
Yeah, well, speak to a manager about it then.
Damn. No signal in here. Do you have one?
No.
Well, then what are we supposed to do?
Just wait.
So we're just gonna sit here in silence for however long it takes them to fix it.
Silence doesn't seem to be your forte, but I would welcome it.
What's your problem?
I just like to be left alone, that's all.
Yeah, well, we're stuck here together for however long.
And yet the option to stop talking is still on the table.
You know what? I'm glad you didn't want to get a drink. Your attitude is ugly.
Okay.
Whoa. Sure hope this thing doesn't just plummet.
Elevators generally don't do that.
I don't know. All sorts of bad things can happen in elevators.
Yep.
There was that. What's her name? The girl in California. On that creepy footage.
Elisa Lam.
Yeah, her. You ever see that video? And then after what happened to her?
It was tragic.
It was creepy.
Sure.
You know, some people think she haunts that hotel.
People think all kinds of things about dead girls. And they're almost never respectful things.
The Black Dahlia is supposed to haunt the same hotel.
Elizabeth Short.
Wait, who?
The Black Dahlia. Her name was Elizabeth Short.
I thought that was the girl who got kidnapped when I was in middle school.
For someone with a lot of information about women who have been kidnapped or met tragic ends, you sure don't seem to know their names.
Who can keep track of all the names?
Right. because it happens so often.
Exactly. You know, there was a case like that in this hotel. Not even that long ago.
A kidnapping?
Murder.
Probably more than one.
Oh, sure, but this one was pretty famous. It was all over the news.
Yeah, well, murders often are.
Yeah, yeah. It was awful. Let's see, her name was, Maria? Maria something? Yeah. She was traveling alone for the first time ever. She'd been married for a while, terrible guy, got divorced and went on a solo trip to find herself or something. You know how women do.
Mm-hmm.
So at first, the detectives thought it was the husband, that he'd tracked her down, they'd had a fight, he got jealous and killed her. That old song and dance. I mean, makes sense. Everyone thought it was him. I saw the guy in some interview, he looked guilty as hell. Shifty, you know? Like something wasn't quite right about him.
Imagine that.
Turned out he was just nervous people would find out he'd been embezzling with all the attention on him. And of course they did.
Rotten luck for him.
Right? So, you know what happened to Maria?
I'm really not interested.
You'd think, since it's a hotel, she'd have been killed in her room, right? Classic setup. Housekeeping, coming in to clean, finding a murder scene. I mean, that's what you'd expect, but no. She was killed. In the elevator.
I get that I wounded your ego by turning down the drink, but you're really not making a case for yourself right now.
I'm just making conversation.
Yeah, well, really wish you wouldn't.
Don't you want to know how it ends?
No, but I bet you're going to tell me anyway.
The elevator opened in the lobby, and there she was, for everyone to see, right there on the floor. But the guy who killed her? They never caught him. There's a video and everything. Of course, they did never release the footage of her actually dying, but there's stuff where you actually see the guy get in with her. They never figured out who he was to her or where he went, let alone why he did it. You know, now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure this is the anniversary of her dying.
Oh, good. There's more of this story.
Well, some ghost hunter show came here not that long ago, tried to contact her spirit and all that. Lots of rumors about how she haunts this place.
Ghosts don't scare me.
So you do believe in them then?
Sure, but living people are way more dangerous. Well, generally speaking.
The ghost show got a lot of evidence. Lots of stuff on their recorder. Sounded like maybe she was trying to say a name or something. At one point, they thought she said revenge. What's so funny?
Well, kind of a cliche.
Hey, if some strange man had killed you in an elevator, wouldn't you want revenge?
You got a few things wrong with that story, you know.
What do you mean?
I'm not surprised, and I guess I can't really even blame you for it. That's the thing about those sensational murder cases, right? 24-hour news feeds full of experts and friends of the victim and true crime enthusiasts vlogging their theories. All those podcasts. Oh, and the ghost hunters, of course, as you mentioned. It makes it too easy to forget it was real. A real person who died, not just someone spelling their name out on a Ouija board to scare some guy holding an EMF detector. Those real people, they just become stories, don't they? And I used to like those stories, those urban legends about a vengeful ghost. There was something so satisfying about them, wasn't there?
What was that?
Even listening to you tell that horrible story about... What did you call her? The woman who died here?
Maria?
Right. Even listening to that story, I admit it. A part of me really, really wanted there to be revenge.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't, does it? I'm a peaceful person. I don't want people to get hurt, but revenge. That is appealing.
I meant the elevator doesn't sound right.
Sure doesn't.
Hey, hey, help! Hey, somebody! Somebody help get us out of here!
Any minute now.
What's wrong with you? Why are you so calm?
Well, this isn't the worst thing to happen to me in an elevator.
What?
And besides,
out, you know, worse for wear.
Do something!
I probably could if I tried really hard, but
I think you're out of time. Welcome to the club.
What the hell do you...
Look on the bright side. You'll get to be a legend, too.
Oh, no.
And by the way, my name wasn't Maria. It was Miriam. Well, next year should be interesting.
Legend was written by Caroline Minx and directed by Evan Tess Murray. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing, sound design, and mastering by Cole Burkhart. Music by Trace Callahan. Executive produced by Colin J. Kelly and Tal Manier. Starring Chad Ellis as Brad and Danielle Ellett as Miriam. This episode is brought to you by Anna Karen Loves Paper. Enter code SDITEPOD at checkout for 11% off, and an exclusive Someone Dies in This Elevator pencil to help you craft your message. Get mushy. Get cheesy. It's okay. Tell someone you love them with a card while you still can.
Got ghosts? Have a haunting? Seeing spirits? Hughes and Minx Ghost Detectives are here to help. There's no investigation too tough for this cracking crew. No specter too silly, no ghoul too ghastly.
Minx, no.
Hello, Hughes and Minx Ghost Detectives, Hughes speaking. How can I help you today?
Listen to Hughes and Minx Ghost Detectives wherever you find your podcasts, and give us a shout if you've got any haunting happenings going on.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.